From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, June 24th, 2008. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends in the geospatial technology area. This is Adina Schutzberg, and I'm on my own today. This week, I want to explore the newly announced Coalition of Geospatial Organizations, COGO, a new group made up of geospatial organizations aimed at promoting openness and effective collaboration. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Experience the geographic advantage with ESRI's ArcGIS server, a comprehensive platform for cost-effectively delivering enterprise GIS applications. Learn more about ArcGIS server at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Now, this new organization, COGO, was announced a couple of weeks back, and there's sort of limited information about it. There was a press release, and there's a website which basically has the press release and links to some of its formation documents. I was sort of disappointed that there wasn't a single point of contact for the organization, but instead are all of the executive directors of the member organizations. Now, who are these member organizations? To date, there's about 10 of them. Many of them, listeners of this podcast will have heard of. They are folks like the American Congress on Surveying and Mapping, the American Society for Photogrammetry and Remote Sensing, the Association of American Geographers, the National States Geographic Information Council, NISGIC, the Management Association for Private Photogrammetric Surveyors, MAPS, ERISA, University Consortium for Geographic Information Science, and there's a couple that are perhaps a little less known, the Cartography and Geographic Information Society. That one isn't one that I've run into too much. But it's the usual sort of list of acronym organizations that we come across in our day-to-day professional life. Those are the member organizations. There's another class of membership for organizations that aren't directly related and directly involved in geospatial activities or are outside of the U.S. Those are advisory members, and those include, as of now, the National Association of Counties, NACO, the National Emergency Numbers Association, NENA, the Western Governors Association, and the American Planning Association. So the organizations involved are pretty well known, and what I want to start off with is the real goal of the organization. And in the press release, there are sort of four main goals that relate to creating a forum for geospatial issues. And these four things are improving communications among the organizations, providing educational information on relevant issues, aligning and strengthening policy agendas of the organization, and facilitating development of strategies to address specifically national issues. Now, the press release also notes that this group of stakeholders has been holding meetings since 2003. That's quite a long time ago, but in fact, it was in August of 2007 that several organizations came together to put together a more formal organizations. Now, the press release doesn't speak to this, but it seems that some events of last year maybe pushed this to a head, and the events in particular were the MAPS lawsuit related to legislation regarding how different contracts were procured and who could bid on them at the federal level. And if you recall, there was basically not a united front from the geospatial community, and that caused some challenges. I think it maybe pushed a lot of people to think about uniting, especially when it comes to these policy issues, so that we're all on the same page, or perhaps equally importantly, if we're not on the same page, to know about that in advance so that we can at least respectfully have some communications and work together in understanding how these different organizations feel. Now, one of the interesting things in the press release relates to how the organization will operate, in particular regarding how and if it will take action on any given issues. And what's suggested in the draft of the rules of operation and procedures is that the group will follow the Council on Federal P- procurement of architectural and engineering services model of organization. And what that says is that basically we have to have unanimous agreement before we'll take action. And that's unanimous agreement of all the member organizations. The advisory members don't get a vote. And if you take a further look at the details there, this is really interesting, and I think this is really good. It states that COGO shall undertake legal action or advocacy only through unanimous agreement of all the delegates, but each member organization or advisory organization reserves the right to express separate views or take independent action when it's not in agreement with the proposed course of action. The only caveat to that is that before they go ahead and do that, organizations that disagree need to make clear before they do anything their intentions to COGO. So again, this is very much about making sure we all know what everybody else is doing when we're talking about taking a stand, if you will, on geospatial issues. My hope is that having that in writing and sort of having this formal agreement will mean that we have more of a united front. Or it may be that there are situations where some of the groups within COGO advocate in one direction and some advocate in another. But I think that this will hopefully lead to better education, better understanding, a situation that maybe wasn't played out as well as it might have been regarding that lawsuit last year.
The other point I want to make about this organization is that it really ties it to something that's pretty important, and that's money. As you all know, anytime you take up any kind of legislative action, there's an awful lot of research, there's an awful lot of money that needs to be paid to lawyers to do the work, and we're a pretty small little niche here in geospatial. So if we can pool our resources and advocate for exactly what we all together agree on, we're bound to get much further than if we're fighting against each other and using our resources in different directions. So I think that's another important thing that can come out of COGO.
Now, the other thing that I think is important to note and is sort of around the edges of this organization are other things besides advocacy that may come to the table. And it's still really early, clearly. In particular, besides sort of legislation and advocacy, there's also notes about things like publications and a website that might come from this group of organization, group conferences and seminars. And that's something that's particularly important in our industry. As it matures, we're seeing changes to conferences and educational materials and how we as professionals are taking advantage or not of the different offerings of the organizations. So maybe with more interaction between them, they can focus those opportunities more and draw more people, keep them funded. As we know, a lot of conferences are getting smaller and smaller. Maybe it's time for some of those to group together, as was done in the past. And this maybe will provide a forum to do that. So I'm very excited about the existence of COGO. My only concerns is that the organization sort of keep moving forward, put together a more detailed website, solicit interaction, solicit feedback from the members of those member organizations. I think a lot of the members of those member organizations weren't aware of what was going on. I certainly wasn't until I saw an article noting the organization and then was disappointed that I could find no documentation about it. So I'm hopeful that this organization will reach out to the member organizations to make their constituencies aware of what's going on. That's all the time I have today. Before I go, I want to share some information from ESRI. There is an invitation for you, our listeners, to become part of the ESRI User Conference Map Gallery to showcase your innovative use of GIS. You can enter as many maps as you choose, but be aware that the submission deadline is approaching. It's July 7th, so don't miss the chance for your maps to be selected and published in the annual ESRI map book. For more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. And I'll just put a final note on that piece of information. The map gallery is truly an amazing thing. I was told years ago, before I had ever attended a user conference, that it could make you cry, and that's actually true, and that's something I remind listeners of. You got to spend some time in the map gallery because you'll truly see the implications of GIS across the planet. It's really something special. And I'm sure it's something special to have your map involved. If you want to comment on today's topic, you can do so at our website, www.directionsmag.com, at the posting on All Points Blog, that's at allpointsblog.com, or you can certainly email us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining me this week, and be sure to tell a friend.